Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. The Women's Fellowship will begin in approximately 3 minutes. Those who are on the line now, if you want to mute your phones until the Women's Fellowship begins, you can do that right now. God bless you.
Ali.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To all of the mighty vessels of honor out there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Pastor Peaches, and this is a women's fellowship that we have the second Friday of the month. And always with my sidekick, Sister Linda, you there?
Hello there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his word. Thank God for Minister Linda Blackwell. And I tell you, Minister Linda has talked to so many people on the phone, and they have never met her. And when we talk to them, they have called her Reverend Blackwell. I've spoken to Reverend Blackwell. Oh, I've talked to Minister Blackwell. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's a good thing. They've been saying good things about you, Minister Linda. You
all
know,
right, my boy.
Thank God. You know, it could be another way, you know?
Yeah, it could be, yes. It could be. It definitely could be, precious, yes.
Because, you know, when people say, oh, yeah, girl, I met a friend of yours. Yeah, that's so-and-so. You know how people are out in the world, huh, she a friend of yours? Oh, you better watch that woman, because she
crazy. You got to look out for her. Make sure, you know. I'm just saying.
A different way of looking at things, that we talk different, we walk different, we even smell different.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From the people of the world.
Yes.
And we smell different because we aren't out there putting the things in our body that some of the people of the world are doing. Hallelujah. And we look at things differently from how the world looks at things. And I thank God for that. I thank God for Jesus. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we just praise you. Lord God, for this is a day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the women and the men, too, that's going to be listening tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some of the us women, we listen in on the men's fellowship. Father God, we ask you to bless those men, Lord God, however they're going to bless their wives and the special women in their life for Valentine's Day. Lord God, we ask you to bless the vessels of honor, Lord God, that's participating in the service tonight and that's listening. Lord God, bless the word that's going to come forth. Lord God, bless in the name of Jesus the words of wisdom, Lord God, that's going to come from our mouths in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let us do all things in decency and in honor. And Lord God, and let us always honor you in our thoughts and in words and deeds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. I had we usually pick a topic, and I wanted to. I know Valentine's Day coming up, and thank God the men shared and all about that. But I just want to cover some things that, or this one for thing that we all, I guess, encounter that greets us all. We all have to live through, you know, and it's pain. And I wanted how to get past the pain of life, or how to get through the painful situations in life. And we know that Christ Jesus is with us. In everything. He goes with us in everything. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And God knows I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. And some of the, even when you share some of the situations that you have encountered in life, I know no matter how much you tell, half of it has never been told. Hallelujah. Some of the things that I've gone through in the past, and you know, and sometimes God will give us situations or give me opportunities to share with females one-on-one versus a large audience, you know, and to let her know, hey, I went through this. You can go through this. You can make it. And they people need to know that they can go. They can make it after they've gone through abusive situations or abusive relationships or divorces and the loss of a loved one or the miscarrying of a child or the loss of a job or living through situations where people on a job have done you wrong, and you know that you've been carrying a bloodstained banner for the Lord, and you know you can't knock this sister out, not on a job, and you've been talking to them about Jesus, and they know what's gonna rub you the wrong way, and because they saw you blow up one day, so you know they had that in the back of their minds. Oh, mm-hmm. I know if I talk about this, or I know how to get her goat. And, oh, goodness. And that's one of them days that you went to work and you wasn't fasting that day. And that's right when somebody want to rub you the wrong way. And I remember my husband saying, honey, is somebody talking to you a certain way? I said, oh, excuse me, I have to go to the ladies' room. And you know what? You going to the ladies' room to sit in there for a few minutes so that person can get themselves together because you don't want to knock them out. And so many times, you know, you think like, oh, my gosh, what would happen to my testimony? Because I've been witnessing to them about Jesus. Now, how would it look if I knock one of them out? Because you notice what they're going to remember? You can do 99 good things. I mean, you can bring the biggest gift for the baby shower, be there for the bridal showers, or to bring the nicest gift for the bridal shower, and, you know, and be there, go to the funeral waiter for a loved one and give them a nice card with a little token of love in it. Oh, and they just, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then you say one little slip of a word. Ooh, I thought you was a Christian. And sometimes they may not even know the word Christian, but they know you go to church. You say, oh, I thought you was a church lady. And that will just prick your heart. Gosh, that will just hurt you so bad. And you know, you can't, once it's out there, you can't take it back. You can't take it back. But somebody smack you, somebody walk up on an end job and smack you, I ain't going to tell you can't, well, you can't smack them back. No, I ain't going to say that. We're going to skip that one. But yeah, they be no fool. And at that time, you don't want to hear the scripture, turn the other cheek. Say what? No. People have taken that out of context, okay? Have taken it out of context. But in everything, we have to ask for the wisdom of God. And James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God. Hallelujah. And I know we have to ask God for wisdom in everything. We have to ask Him for wisdom in everything. You there, Sister Linda?
Yes, Precious. I was thinking about loss and heartache and different things. And I've learned and that when I know this is going to sound kind of repetitive, but prayer changes things.
Yeah.
One, the communication that we have with our Father.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we go in prayer and we get a better understanding of His Word,
yeah,
and He does talk and minister to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for the Word of God because it causes us to reflect and rethink. And that's what stopped me from beating a lot of people. I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell you, I was a warrior in the world. I was taught to fight by my brothers. I have five brothers, and they taught me how to do everything that was in there to keep myself safe. That's run my mouth in ungodly words and to fight. So, you know, to come into the things, like you said, somebody saying something, you know, he said, never let them see you coming. That's what my brother would say. But God says, you know, that His Word is so different from that. And I think about relationships and loss and you know, hurt and people, you know, who don't understand you, even when you're not saved, you know, God puts somewhere He protects us, even when we're in our own little walks of life. So
thank
God for that. Even when we don't know that somebody's praying for us or somebody, God is watching us or whatever, we still have an open door to come in and learn and to be taught and to understand that God loves us, even when we think nobody does. So, I mean, in all things, you know, you learn that He was watching over you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Over you, because He said that He desires that none be lost. So I'm sorry. I'm hoping I'm on point one.
Go ahead. I'm enjoying it. I'm serious. I'm enjoying it. But did you know when you were saying how where the Lord? I mean, it got, I mean, you knew how to handle business. And
You know, it was so funny. My brothers would say to me, "Say you never let nobody know that they have angered you." Or that they provoke you, and he said, because when you strike, you don't want to be able, you know, they'll be at, and they won't know you're coming. And so he said, and so I had a tendency, and when I was very angry, I smiled a lot, and I would make merriment of what was being said because I was preparing, you know, to fight.
Uh-huh.
But now when I'm smiling and when I'm talking. It's the same business, but see, then I'm beginning to pray for you and pray for me that God would keep us in a place of peace, that I can work this out with you in a better manner than my fist, that my words and things would comfort you and keep you in a place where of understanding where we at. I don't care what type of argument it is, you know, and it's not that I don't get angry. Don't misunderstand it.
Yeah.
But I try to get angry and sin not. Okay, and to me, the sinful things, it wasn't sin really for me in the thoughts of things. My brothers wanted me to be able to protect myself.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And now the word of God says, oh, He is our protection. The least that you do to my little one, you've done it also unto me. So it just changes things when I'm looking at another person because I say, this person is definitely not understanding. They're in danger. You know, so it's just... And I don't think, you got me confused. You got me totally confused. But the weapon of my warfare is no longer carnal.
Uh-huh.
It's mighty in battle. So these are the things that we switch up and God teaches us because I'm going to pray for you. And that you know. so I'm sorry. Yeah, we talk, you know. And so I was thinking about, I'm sorry, Precious, go ahead. I'm listening.
You can continue. I'm sorry, I was cutting you off.
No, when we was talking about hurt, and I when you were sharing with me about the things of hurt, and how do we get through things like, oh my goodness! And Philippians 4 came to me. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And then it goes on to say, think on these things, following my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report,
yes.
If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And these are the things that keep you in mostly every situation when you're going through anything. I mean, even to someone saying unkind things to you, if you're going through a phase of loss of a loved one, if somebody done walked out of your life, you know, you think on these things. And the blessings of God begin to come in and remind you not only who you are, but what you've gone through before and after this person and how God is a keeper.
Mm.
because he loses nothing. And this is the stuff that we learn in walking in the peace of God and the love of God. We learn to turn the other cheek. That's the cheek. We learn to humble ourselves before God so that we can come in and be honest with man, you know, to walk right with one another and see, even because sometimes those people are feeling justified in what they're saying, and they might be right. I don't know, sis, but, you know, but in all things, I don't care what it is, when we give God the glory, when we look at it in another way of seeing it, it turns things around. It changes our hearts. And prayerfully, we can change the hearts and minds of others. You know?
Yes.
Because our walk comes, you know.
Yes.
I'm just sharing, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so wonderful how God gives us wisdom, how to answer someone, you know, when something is coming against us. It's Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath.
Precious.
You know?
Yes.
Somebody can be full of fire and coming at you, and they just know they're right, and they feel justified in what they're saying, and they feel justified in what they're going to get ready to do to you. And the anointing of the Lord is on you and on what you get ready to say to them. And you say, excuse me. That's not me. I think it was a misunderstanding. And you know, and God can give it to you just what to say, and takes all the fire and all the wind out of their sail. And they just, they feel like, you know, just standing there, just no, with no, you know, just like a limp shrimp, you know. And it's just like, because when you find the advice of God, when you're following the voice of the Lord, God got your back.
Yes, he does.
This
yes, he does. Always. Always, precious.
Yes.
Always.
God,
and you know that one.
But you, I mean, when God has humbled you and you come before this person humbled, it's just like, because a lot of times when they coming at you because they think you've done something, they feel justified and they full of fire and they ready to let you have it. And it's just, you know, it's like, you can't put out fire with fire.
Yeah, no. It comes to mind, too, this is why we're supposed to always dress ourselves and put on the whole armor of God. See, these are the things, you know, see, that's what I'm saying, when you get into the Word of God. He said, always keep your hand on your sword, because we got to watch the wall. We are builders. We are building the kingdom. We've got to be alert and aware, but God says put on our whole armor. So in these things, too, when we dress ourselves in the morning, when we put on the clothing of God, the breastplate, righteousness.
Yes.
You know, when we put on our war clothes, because we know that we're in a battle, as long as we exist here, we're in war.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
An enemy or someone, and I say the enemy, it's not that people are enemies, and I don't see them in that light, but I say, when someone is being used or being in a place where they, you know, want to war with you, and we are not clothed in that armor, we might come back and do like I did when I was a child. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became of age, I put away the childish things. And see, that's with all of our babies. That's why we're supposed to instruct and follow instructions and give it to our children and give it to our loved ones and share, because there's a lot of word in there that helps protect us through everything.
Yes.
And when we dress in that armor and we have that sword, the word of God with us, and the things that God has shared with us to in knowledgeable, precious, who can come against us?
Yes, indeed. Oh, hallelujah.
You know, what weapon can they use, you know, to come against us? So I'm just, you know, sharing with my sister. And even, like I said, even in the loss of someone, someone walks away, that's hurtful.
Yeah.
Someone passes away, it's hurtful. But for every incident, there is a hope.
Yes.
We live in hope in those things. So, I'm listening, sis. I'm listening.
And it's the truth. And so many people, they wonder, like, why, let's, when a loved one, when a sister or a brother in church loses a mate, like to a divorce, or someone that walks out of their life, and they wonder, like, why? How? What could I have done to have prevented it? And a lot of times there's nothing they could have prevented, because I went through that, and I was so, hey, that's what was in that person's heart. It was nothing you did. That's something that was in that person's heart. But God.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
God. And everything that reminded me of that person when they would do something that was wrong, I said, Lord, I forgive them. Lord, I forgive them. And all because I remember our former pastor, Pastor Warren, used to say, you don't want the next man to pay for what the last one did.
No, you don't. But, you know, too, see, that's when we come into thinking when we're in love, you know, we're loving someone, you know, and we have chosen the person that, you know we're going to love and we're going to spend time with. But if it's unequally yoked, you know, because they're not walking in the same, even in the church, you know, sometimes the people are not where they're supposed to be, even in God's house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they be walking and talking with you, and it sounds real good, and it, I mean, make you fall in love, you know, flip over in love. But then you realize in time, yeah, you got to walk away. That's what I'm saying to me, thinking sometimes you just got to walk away, you know, and say, wait, whoa, hold up. You know, we endure a lot when we get married and we're in Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, we put up with a lot. And then the guys will show us that you can, you know, I'm talking as a woman. I don't know what dudes be saying, but I'm saying as a woman, they show you, say, well, wait, I messed up or whatever. But then they come back and they keep messing up and they keep messing up. And then I thought about the one, how you supposed to forgive them 7 times 70 in one day. You know, you're walking around forgiving. But then you feel that, where am I in this?
Mm.
What am I supposed to be doing in this?
Mm.
When do I get to be loved? When is someone going to come in and see me and see that I need love?
Yes.
You know, that I am, and I deserve it, because God says he loves me, you know? And so why can't someone else come along and love me too?
Right.
Then that's when you know that sometimes you got to walk away.
Uh-huh.
You got to trust God enough to just say, all right. You know, no arguments, no anything, and not in a bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you find that God moves. Oh, baby, in a peaceful.
Amen.
And he's a keeper. Oh, my Lord, my God. He's a keeper. And he teaches us to forgive.
Yes.
These are things that are lessons that, you know, when you're walking with God, that you can say, well, you know, I forgive him. How you can forgive? And because it's the word of God.
Amen.
And that's we live in, that's what we live on, and we got to apply it to just everyday things, and then try to make sense in Christ.
Yes.
Allow God to let us ease out of it. My grandmother used to say, how do you, you know, take your hand out of a lion's mouth, you know?
Uh-huh.
You ease it out. You don't get up there grabbing it and banging a lion in the mouth, you're going to lose your hand, probably your life, you know?
Uh-huh.
Learn to do things in a quiet, godly manner.
Yes.
And then God will come back. You know, that anything that we've done is still God's watching.
Hallelujah.
And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yes.
You know? That's what his word says.
Yes.
You give it time, and you're going to look back and say, you know what? I'm thankful because you learned something.
Oh, yes.
Even in bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yes. Yes, you take your eyes off of the situation and you look towards God.
Mm-hmm.
You look into God's eyes and in the heart of God and know that true love, he said, no good thing would he withhold from us. So all that we're chasing and looking for, God said he is a supplier. He's a supplier of everything we stand in need of.
Yes.
So even in bad relationships, we learn something, sis, you know, learn to let go, learn to leave things alone, you know, and then try to, if you got a black eye, learn not to get another one. Am I off mark? I'm trying to talk here. Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm listening, Precious.
But it pays to stay in the Word. It pays to stay in the Word of God, because if we're in the Word and the Word of God is in us, we'll be able to avoid so much I know Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication come out your mouth." And sometimes we can say things to provoke. We can say things that we need to bite our tongue on, and then James 3:4 says, say, "Likewise, look at the ships, though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by very little rudder, wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of wickedness set among our members." Yes, contaminating and depriving the whole body and setting on fire the wheel of birth. Of man's nature, being itself ignited by hell. Hallelujah. So therefore, when we're in the Word, you know, we're going to have situations where we can really, like, let somebody have it. But the Holy Ghost, when you got the Holy Ghost, he gives you a check in your spirit. Don't say that.
Yes.
And we need to give into the Holy Spirit and not override it. You know, sometimes we be quenching it because we want to roll right home. No, you ain't going to get away with this. I'm going to let you have it, sister. I'm going to have it, brother.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, Linda, that's when that black eye comes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember one of those times. I was told not to say something, and I repeated it as long as my mouth could open. I repeated that thing, and every time I said it, somebody popped me in my mouth, and I was sitting up and saying, "Rip, rip, rip, rip." I think I couldn't even understand nothing I said, but I was determined that I was going to have what my say was.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I tell you, God will give you a quickening spirit. Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you to listen to shut up. That's what he said. You know, you need to keep quiet right now. Because I couldn't even talk since my lips were so swollen. I was, blah, 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 blah. He couldn't understand.
Well, you have your enemy. You got to keep quiet.
I was in my feelings, sis, I was. You know. But I learned something.
Some of them lessons. Oh, I remember. Let me tell you something. One of my daughters wanted to have a boyfriend. When the guys they would wear the Timberlands or the Timberlands open up and they be walking clacking the Timberlands and their pants hanging down and they look real. That's what I want, man. I want a boyfriend that's strapped. This. And that daughter, no matter how much we try to put the Word of God in, thank God she wasn't in the Word now. But that's what she wanted. That's what she thought she wanted. And she walked in her apartment one night, and that boy was behind her back door and beat her in the head with a frying pan.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
She wanted. She probably got a hanging out on the head. But her eyes opened up. No, that ain't what I want no more.
I'm sorry, sis. I don't mean to smile. I'm laughing not because of my baby, our babies, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just speaking in my own life. So, Precious, it's making me smile and laugh because a merry heart is good like a medicine, and I need a dose of that right now. I guess it's a dose of reminder, you know, that we always – in everything. That's why I said God was watching over us.
Yes.
God,
protecting us. He was keeping us even when we didn't even know. That song, we heard in the morning, somebody prayed for me. Oh, my Lord, my God. I can just hear my grandmom pray, my mother praying, my aunts praying. You know, I'm just, you know, for my life that I could get an understanding. And I am so glad they prayed.
We don't find out the full force of what could have really happened to us until way down the line. Because this young lady I know, she said she used to cry over this boy. Oh, you know what? He don't have nothing to do with me. Oh, I just love him. She just loved him. And years later, he died.
Yeah.
And his mother told her he had full-blown AIDS.
Oh, my Lord.
And she didn't know what God was rescuing her from.
My Lord, my God.
He saw her as a little sister, but she wanted more out of the relationship. And like you said, God looking out for us. And a lot of times, it's the grandma's prayers, grandpa's prayers, my mother prayed. And sometimes we don't see or won't know the full impact.
How he's
looking out for us sometime until after something that has happened, after somebody else tells you, you know what, I had a relationship with that person. Don't you know he used to beat me up or what?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Sometimes God spares us from so much from danger, seen and unseen. And we don't know the full.
My grandmother, them, like I say, the older women, when they're talking and everything, and back in the day, you know, they would tell, you know, kids can't sit in grown folks' business, you know. But the kids nowadays are sitting in everything. You know, if they can't sit in the business, they got the devices in their hands, and they're not really paying you any attention. And it's kind of hard, and I'm trying to find how to reach these young ones, these little ones that's running around here with the, because everything is changing. And we're in a place where we get to see new things, but there's nothing new under the sun, precious, you know? But we're watching these babies. I'm watching the grandbabies and things, and I'm trying to talk to them, and they're looking at me like, Grandma, you're boring, you know? And I'll be trying to talk. And I say, put these devices down. Let's get in here and just have a conversation.
Yes.
And then they look at you like they don't know what to talk about.
Mm.
Say, have you experienced that? Because that's new.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. No matter how much they may not want to sit down with us, you know what?
Yeah.
At least when they get grown, they can't say, "Oh, I didn't have anybody to talk to," or "My grandmother didn't take up time with me," or something like that. And tonight I was at the viewing of my mother. My mother passed, and tomorrow's her funeral. And someone told me, they said, think on the good things. Think of the good conversations you had with your mom. And I thank God for the word of God that the foundation of the word that my mother laid in my life.
Yes.
And so the same thing I laid in my children's lives. And I didn't want to always be talking to them or sound like I was always reprimanding them, but there were things that I saw and things that God dropped in my spirit that I had to teach them. I had to tell them. They did not. And my mother didn't allow us to go over people's houses. My mother had a bunch of girls. I had all girls. And you don't want something to happen to them. You don't want, and they may not understand, but when God gives you a check in your spirit, and say, no, let her know not to go to that party, or you want her to stay home tonight, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then later on, they'll find out, oh, gee, hey, Ma, guess what? Something's happening at that party. You know what? And then the Lord gives you opportunity to say, see, sweetheart, that was God that was telling me to tell you not to go. And, you know, and then that puts something in them to say, wow. I better start praying. I better listen to my mom, or maybe it is something to this Jesus that she's talking about.
Yes, yes, it comes back. You better train them up while they're young, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. It comes back to this, because they're going to look back and say, "Dag, like you said, my mama said this."
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, they told, and then I thank God for the part where he allows them to see, just like he did us.
Yes.
Because there's a time in our lives when we're walking, and God allows us to see. We can see the evil. We can see the discernment. And he opens the eyes of our understanding. Yes, he allows us to, oh, girl, get a look. And we can look at somebody and say, you know, I think you better rethink this thing. The discerning spirit, that's what my grandmother used to say. And she would say, bring them by me. You know, let male, female, she said, bring them by me. And she would sit there and look at them, and she could tell you where they came from and where they've been. And where they will go.
Yes.
You understand me, sis? And that came from letting God give them the insight of understanding and to see further than we could see, you know?
Yes.
And the mantle that your mother left, it's just on you and your sisters and your children and the children's children for generations. See, and we have to trust God for that. And we have to keep walking and talking and everything. See the good. See God.
Yes.
See
yes.
See God. See God. You know. And because it's a legacy.
Yes. Yes.
It's something that cannot be destroyed unless they turn their backs on it. And they only do it when they don't understand. And sometimes our babies got to walk into some things. Not because, you know, we want them to do it, because, you know, we want them to stay safe. But God says the footsteps of a righteous man is still ordered of God. He delights in every step they take on what the journey they're on. But if they want to take a side road, now God will say, okay, you know, I'm not going to kill you on that one. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to learn. Yeah.
Right.
You're going to learn. You know what I'm saying? And so those are sometimes learning points like we do when we kids and say, don't touch that, it's hot. Don't touch that, it's hot. And they go in right there and put the hand on it. You mean, I told you, they be out there crying. But I bet they don't go back and touch that thing again. You know, so it's a learning curve because sometimes you need to know that show.
Yes, you want to spare them. You have when you have the love of a parent, you want to spare your children. You don't want it hurt. You don't want, and a lot of times when you bring that boy around, when my sisters will bring them boys to the house, mama, by the time my mother with them Holy Ghost eyes get through looking at him, one guy said he wanted to jump out his skin and run down the street.
You know, it's so funny. A couple of them got saved because my grandmother sat there and would talk to a man and they started crying and confessing and crying, you know. And they needed prayer. They said, can you pray for me before I leave? You know?
Oh, my goodness, see? Hallelujah.
I had two guys that turned into ministers. from you know, just a meeting with someone. And I pray, God, that, you know, while we're sojourning through, and that we're carrying the light of God, that we, you know, not but in care and love, because God says, how should they know us but by the love? See, in the love that we give one another can help a person see different, to know and understand different. This is not a game. This is a way of life.
Yeah.
And while we're sojourning here, because none of us are here to stay.
Right.
Either we're going to die or we're going to get caught up in the rapture. But we are still only here for a minute. Was that 1,000 years?
Is that a day? And a day is 1,000 years.
Yes. And so we're there. We're sojourning through here, sis.
Yes.
And we're learning and we're picking up and we're learning. And
yes.
Through the journey, the steps taken, and we look back and say, you know what? That's what I needed to learn. This is what I needed to understand. This is, he takes even to the hurt.
Oh, wow.
Yamata. And he puts a measure of mercy in there so that we can see to give mercy down the road. You know, it's a lot of things that happen in life that you look back and you say, Pat, my goodness, this was just about. That's why I saw that person. That's what that's about. And so it's just a life lesson. It's always something to learn every day. And
yes.
then some days, nothing is something to do. You know, just think on those things that are lovely and kind and, you know, have a good report and just lay back and allow God to just breathe on you.
Mm.
To
yep.
just give you a place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
this world is it's really crazy right now. I'm looking around. And I said, I've never seen anything like this before. This pandemic has set a lot of people down. In
yes.
the mercy of God, it's taken so many loved ones.
Yeah.
To be absent from the body is to be present with God.
Because yes.
God said he doesn't want, desires that none be lost.
Yeah,
we all belong to him. So I just pray that for our babies
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
everybody's children, all
yes.
everywhere. So.
I'm sorry. And I remember my husband saying one time, we're having a Selah moment.
Stop oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Yes.
Think about it. My sister told me yesterday, she said she talked to the mortician, to the guy that owns the funeral home, and she
yeah.
and he said they can't keep up with the request of for the casket.
Yeah.
She said, well, why don't you, like, you know, have a, like, work 24 hours? He said, that's what we're doing. Somebody pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more minute. And he said,
right.
he said they can't even keep up with the request.
Right. And see, that's what I'm sharing. Even now, because
yeah.
everybody, even though they're in their homes and everything, and it looks like more confusion breaks out in the homes and things ain't right and this, and they're worried about what they don't have. And
mm-hmm.
yet when you walk with God, he says, take no thought, you know, and things. But when you don't walk with him, you're worrying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But God is a provider. He makes sure that you have provisions.
Right.
And so in talking, I think, and sharing tonight, I want everyone to know that in believing on God is
yeah.
not just a fallacy. It's not just something that's here. It's been ages for ages and ages now since mankind. You know, this is not nothing new that we're talking about.
Amen.
Everybody that has walked this earth
yes.
has had to make decisions.
Yes.
And yet, you know, God gave us his son.
Mm.
You know, the whole Salalama, Benedict. Because he desired that none should be lost. So this is a time of learning. Come on in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, think about this. Think about this thing. Don't worry for nothing. Take no thought. God is still here, and he's saying, I'm still here. I'm still God.
Yeah.
I haven't gone anywhere. And all of this stuff and all the newness and all the devices that you can see, you know, where we can look at each other on the phone, say, look and live. See me. God is saying, can you see me? Put time in with me. Look and live. That song, look and live, my sister, live. Look to Jesus Christ
and
live.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And who is look and live. And while they're looking on their devices and things, put it in there where they can see some scriptures that might change the hearts or might reach the souls. And change their minds, you know, old and young. I'm not just talking about the babies. I'm talking about the old and young.
Yes. Because
sometimes they're walking around, they say, there is no God. Remember when they used to say that? We used to hear about it. They're saying, you know, in the old days, there is no God. Way back. And they're still saying this thing. Ah!
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Linda. I enjoyed your words of wisdom.
Oh, wow.
Next month, holiday, the second Friday, and thank
yes.
God, and also in prayer in the morning, be blessed of the Lord continually. May God smile upon you, and may he just continue to multiply the word of God that you've been sharing, and may he bring you even more young people to share the word of God with them so that it may turn
that it'll help them turn from whatever way that if they're traveling the contrary way from the Lord or from His Word, it will turn them around. I mean, God, anoint the words that you speak, even to the young people that may come and sit at your feet. My grandchildren. God bless you.
Yes.
Bye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, there's room at the cross.